Michigan, shot at least 9 people, and torched the building. As the attacker fled the scene, he engaged cops who killed him in a shootout. Former NYPD Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce.
It's a closed-end investigation as far as him. He's dead. But we don't know what, if there's anybody else who knew about this. So they'll go through his devices, his phone, his computer, any written notes, family and friends. All these things that paint a picture of this individual to see where this came from.
2 of his victims are dead. Another is critical. A tropical storm warning for the Bahamas for Imelda, a growing storm forecast to bend hard right offshore, not hit the U.S. Rough surf already impacting Florida beaches. A lot of wind and rain could batter the southeast this week. Democrats may lose another House seat with Missouri's governor signing a new map into law today. This is ABC News. Armed federal agents now patrolling Chicago's downtown. The immigration crackdown following President Trump's decision to send troops to Portland, Oregon. A chilling radio report from air traffic control this morning at Charlotte Douglas Airport.
There's a 777. We got a call. That there was a dead body inside the wheel well of that airplane.
An American Airlines flight from Europe. Sound from Broadcastify. The man who polls say could be the next mayor of New York, Zoran Mamdani, socialist, on today's announcement that Mayor Eric Adams is dropping out of November's election.
I think the race continues to be the same as it was, where it's a race between us and a failed politics that we've seen, whether it's Andrew Cuomo or Eric Adams.
Dolly Parton is having health issues, serious enough to postpone her December shows in Las Vegas. Dolly saying doctors tell her that she must have a few procedures. She didn't say what, but jokes that it's not the usual trip to see my plastic surgeon. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Green Bay weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Calm, quiet, and above normal temperatures will continue this week. We'll see highs in the low 80s on Monday with sunshine. For Monday night, partly cloudy, lows around 55. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, 75. It's 73 at our studios.
Oh, somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them. The Timeless Hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW. 97.9 FM. It's a Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
We were hopping and bobbing.
local news, timeless hits, WGBW. Broadcasting from our studios downwind from the Bratz at Lambeau Field.
Hey, did you know that you could test drive a car to help fund breast cancer research? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And Drive for a Cure 2025, it's almost here. It's on October 4th, beginning at 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at your local Bergstrom Buick GMC of Green Bay. And all you got to do is test drive one of their featured vehicles, and they'll donate $1 for every mile driven to help fund breast cancer research in Wisconsin. Plus prizes, giveaways, and free food and refreshments. Check it out at WGBW.FM and click events.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Monday. 97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn. It hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery. Speed your love to
say to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Yeah. Lonely riverside, wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home, wait for me.
It's another Segway Sunday, an exclusive of 97.9 WGBW.
There is a season, turn, and a time to every purpose. everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of
says she's mine, you know. She tells me all the time, you know, she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling the whole world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know, she said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. She's mine, you know, she tells me all the time, you know, she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know, she said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine.
Mm. WGBW can go wherever your smartphone goes. Download the Civic Media app from civicmedia.us.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me.
It's another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Just a little bit tired.
wants to come with me, but she's tied to the dock and she can't get free.
GBW, Denmark Green Bay. This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Wayne Cabot. The murder count has grown in an attack on Mormon worshipers as they prayed this morning in Grand Blanc, Michigan.
There is a couple additional bodies that we've discovered in the church. So that makes our total victim count up to 4.
Police Chief William Renier, the nightmare began when a man drove his truck, a four-door pickup with two American flags, through the church doors, sprayed those inside with bullets, then set the place on fire.
We were on scene within 30 seconds from that original 911 call. Within 8 minutes, that suspect was neutralized in the back parking lot of the church.
Police Chief William Renier says there were hundreds inside the church when this happened. Not much is known about the shooter, other than he's a 40-year-old Iraq war vet who came from a nearby town. This is ABC News. Would Americans really want to sit through a nearly three-hour-long movie about political rebellion? Apparently, yes.
One battle after another, Paul Thomas Anderson's American epic of political rebellion and resistance opened with $22.4 million in ticket sales from North American theaters over the weekend, say studio estimates. It cost $130 million to make. Starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Teyana Taylor, and Sean Penn.